With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Justice Department will allow members of Congress to review unredacted files on Jeffrey Epstein. Here's White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
In a letter to lawmakers, the DOJ said members will have access to the more than 3 million files released by the department. To access the files, lawmakers will need to give the administration 24 hours notice, and they will be able to review the files on computers at the Department of Justice. Only lawmakers, not their staff, will have access to the files. President Trump wants to move on from the issue, but many questions remain about Epstein and his connections. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Vice President J.D. Vance arriving in Armenia Monday, a nation no sitting American vice president or president has ever visited before. Vance says the peace agreement between Armenia and Azerbaijan is visionary.
Peace is not made by cautious people. Peace is not made by people who are too focused on the past. Peace is made by people who are focused on the future.
Vice President adds the United States is ready to export advanced computer chips to Armenia.
It means new markets for American workers and for American businesses, but it also means greater prosperity for the people of Armenia. These are chips that simply do not exist in most countries in the world. They are now going to be developed.
Rideshare drivers for services like Uber and Lyft may soon be required to speak English if their companies want to do business with the federal government. Oklahoma Congressman Josh Brukeen introduced the so-called Uber Act in the House. He says it's beginning to gain a lot of momentum. The legislation seeks to bar non-English-speaking drivers from federal contracts. This is SRN News. President Trump is planning a day of prayer. Here's correspondent Michael Harrington.
He says he will, quote, rededicate America as one nation under God during an event on the National Mall on May the 17th. The gathering, which the president says will involve people from all over the nation, will be part of the 250th anniversary celebrations of America's founding. It's being promoted as part of the White House's America Prays initiative. Details are being worked out, but the gathering is expected to include faith leaders and government officials. Michael Harrington reporting.
Religious freedom groups cheering new legislation that would keep foreign officials who participate in persecution from visiting the U.S. Banning Perpetrators of Religious Persecution Act, introduced by Republican Senators James Lankford of Oklahoma and Ted Budd of North Carolina. ICC says this legislation sends a powerful message. And this is SRN News. Oh, the operator of more than 180 Eddie Bauer stores across the U.S. and Canada filing for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection again.
The bankruptcy filing marks the third time in a little over two decades for the storied but now tired brand. It began as a Seattle fishing shop, later outfitted the first American to climb Mount Everest, and made thousands of newfangled down jackets and sleeping bags for the military during World War I. Eddie Bauer LLC says it's entered into a restructuring pact with its secured lenders as it made the filing in U.S. bankruptcy court for the District of New Jersey. Rich Thomason reporting.
Problems in Cuba. Officials warning airlines of a fuel shortage there. It reportedly stems from U.S. pressure severing Cuba's access to oil from Venezuela and Mexico. Shorter flights, though, they say, may not be affected. More details, srnnews.com.